So all of you know this is a very important day to us. It's a very important day, but you know that I talk to you all the time about from generation to generation to generation, right? Because if one person gets it, but they don't pass it on, it'll stop. But it's not going to stop in this house, amen? And God will make sure that it doesn't ever stop, because His plan has always been generational. And so I want you to know how awesome our children's department is. This is not anything I thought of. This is what happened in what they were teaching them. And so we went out after church that day, and I went to Tirsa's house. And so he gathered boxes, and he goes, "Now, Nana, I got to show you what I learned today and how important it is." And I said, "Okay, Gav, go." So he described what he learned in children's church. I think they used Jenga blocks.
Yeah, they used Jenga.
But you use these. And so I want you to explain to everybody how important it is that we have our life in order from generation to generation. So tell us what all of this means.
So on top, this is all of us. This paper towel. This is God. This is the Holy Spirit, and this is Jesus. If we take out one, we tumble. But let me rebuild this.
Do you need help?
Yes.
What can I do for you? Okay, got it. Okay.
If we take out God, we tumble.
Amen.
If we take out Jesus,
we're a mess.
But when we hold everyone together, we stand.
Amen. Good job, buddy. Do you get it? That was a perfect depiction. Thank you so much. And there we have it. Come here, Esther. They need to hear you. This is my Gabby. Oh. Esther, you have to talk into... Oh, there you go. Thank you.
You know how I am with the kids, don't you? And I specifically asked that you do this in church this morning. And I'm so grateful that the Lord speaks to you and He does all the children in this church. Don't ever bypass the children. Take them very seriously and listen to the children.
Amen.
Do you have anything to say to me? I could die and go to heaven right now. If you have anything you want to say to me, if the Lord tells you anything, I want you to tell me, okay? I ask the children all the time, "So how do you think I'm doing? Am I doing okay? Do you see Jesus in me? Am I keeping it right?" You know, I always ask the kids, and they tell me the truth. You know what one kid said to me one day? Looked at me and said, "Well, Esther, Miss Esther, you're no dumb blonde, I can tell you that."
And that's true.
Oh, how I love the children. I'm glad to have Miss Mary here today. She is, I've turned over the whole children's thing to my colleague, Mary. She's been with me a long time. And I asked her to come and pray over you that this gift will stay in you forever.
Amen.
And the other children in this house, too, who have gifts like you do, because your leader she's multi-gifted. And so many others in this church are. So I asked Mary if she would come and pray over you and speak a blessing over you, okay? Mary, would you come? Mary has an awesome work with the children. We have how many children around the world now, Mary?
Thousands, tens of thousands maybe. Yes, quite a few. Gavin, could you come back up here and give me a little more help here? I think we need to take this a step further, Gavin. Okay, let's say...
This is the way it goes.
This is the whole church.
Yes, amen.
This is
Make
the whole
it the
church.
Big picture.
These are the grandparents. These are the parents. And this is the children and youth.
Very good. That is very good, Mary.
And so if we take one out, Gavin, what happens? What if we take out the children and the youth?
See, we fell down.
The church falls. The church falls. God's plans That's and purposes good. Fall. So if we put it back together.
Yep.
And I'll use the white hairs, the gray hairs. So if we take out the grandparents, what happens? The church falls.
That's right.
So it's a tri-generational, it's an intergenerational vision. And I know Pastor Don and the church gets it and has preached it for years. But Gavin, have you ever heard perhaps Grandma and your parents talk about being the next generation when you grow up? Is that exciting?
Yeah.
And isn't that polite? He smiled at me and he said yes. But what we hear from the children, from the teenagers, when we say, oh, the next generation, they hear wait.
Yeah, they do.
Wait till you grow up. Wait till we make room for you.
Yeah,
Wait till we retire. And God's saying, no, not wait. This is generation now. Just what he did today. He learned. How about standing up? Standing up. Stand up with me. And just look at Gavin and say, Gavin, you represent generation now.
Come.
You represent generation now. Gavin, you are generation now. We accept you now.
We accept you now.
We receive your word and your prayers now.
We receive your word and your prayers now.
Thank you for this demonstration.
Thank you for this demonstration.
Of how important we all are.
Of how important
in the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
You're our partners.
Amen.
You're a prayer partner. You're a partner in the gospel. You're a prayer partner and a partner in the what God calls the Great Commission. Go and share the gospel. Amen. Tell everybody. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell the church as you did this morning.
Yes.
So you are and you represent generation now. God's put something special. You know what DNA is? We talk about the DNA that makes us who we are, our color of our eyes and hair and that type of thing. But there's a spiritual DNA.
Yes.
The spiritual DNA of this house, of God's house. And he's put something special in generation now. And you know, you can be Gen X, you can be Gen Y, you can be the baby boomers, whatever, but you're always generation now.
Yeah.
But if we don't allow them to be now,
I like it.
What's happening with the millennials that are out there, you know, that seem to be lost, but they're not because they're coming back. But this is generation now. So Father, I thank you for Gavin. I thank you for the freedom that he has in this house of being recognized and equipped and released to share, to pray, to do, to minister, to function. And I thank you for all that he represents, Father God, of our children, our grandchildren, those that are to come, Father God, and the sign and the wonder he is to the church that needs to recapture its tri-generational vision and to partner with the children. So I just bless you, Gavin. Thank you because your demonstration was very important and it blessed me today. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're using Gavin and the others of this house to act upon your word, not just to hear it, not just to receive it, but to act upon your word and be carriers of the anointing from an early age on. And we just bless you, Gavin, and all like you in this house.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, good boy. All right, we need to take this now.
Tell Mary she did a good job.
Mary, you did a great job.
Good job, honey. Thank you. Thank you, Gavin.
The box is bigger than he is.
That was an awesome revelation you had.
Somebody was taking pictures, Mary. I think they did video it, right?
We can do it after, maybe.
They'll have it. They'll have it on video.
Oh, good. Oh, they have a video of it.
Oh, good.
They do. They do. All right, Esther. What shall you do? So for all of you who do not know, Esther and Bill have been in my life like forever. We're not going to say how many years. Are we? Are we going to admit that?
I don't care.
You don't care? It's like 40 years.
I'm past that now.
I don't know if I am, but okay. I think 40 years as we were figuring
Danielle,
it out.
Don't go away. Oh, come right here, buddy.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, honey, but I wanted to catch her before she left. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, Esther, when she's always been my mentor for all of these years. And I didn't even understand fully what that was going to mean. And, you know, mentoring and mentors back in that day was not really a big word. People didn't really understand it. But it's all throughout the Bible. But it's impartation. It's from generation to generation. It's the way that God planned things. And so Esther recently called me and said, it's time for me to pass my general's anointing to you, which takes my breath away, because you that have been around her know how important that is. I didn't want to do that. Okay, so I do. I know that I could never have been who I am today without you speaking into my life, watching over my soul, correcting me, and showing me the way to be led by the Spirit. And so this is a privileged day for me, but not just for me, for all of us, because I know how this goes. And it will go from generation to generation and from person to congregation, because the body of Christ is going to receive it. And so I want you to feel free to do whatever. And because you always do anyway, and we let you, and we admire it, and we want it. And that's what I wanted the most, is to just be led by the Spirit. So do whatever you do.
Okay.
Okay. You want me down here?
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Everything she said is so, it goes many ways.
Yeah.
You're not going to make me move it.
I hope not.
You're a smart man. No, I don't need the chair. Thanks.
I'm coming.
Pastor Dawn.
Yes. Do you want me with you?
I want you to know that I have great respect for you. This morning is not about me. Actually, it's really about you and what God has planted in my heart for you and for this whole house. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Tell me, I'm with you,
Esther.
All the way.
All the way.
Even if I don't get it,
yeah.
I'll get it.
Okay.
All right.
This was my life.
When we first talked, it took me back to, sweetheart, come stand here by me. I want a handsome man here next to me. You're all handsome, but he's really handsome. I don't know how much they know about how Pastor Dawn, how we've been in your lives forever, seems, you know. As your spiritual parents, and this man, when I hear him pray for you the way he prays for you, I mean, every day this man prays for that lady of yours, this pastor of yours. It's good to have a covering, an old man covering, and an old lady, and a very old lady covering. Okay, it's really scriptural. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And I want to thank you for the privilege, because there are many that God has put across my pathway that have gone by the wayside by now. Not my responsibility, but if they didn't get it, they didn't get it. But you see, she pulled on the anointing that God had given me to do this. I was just doing my job. You know, that was just my job. That's what God told me to do. And this lady pulled on that and pulled on it and pulled on it. And not only did we become like your spiritual parents, I even remember when your dad and mom went, we just felt like we were your surrogate natural parents as well. Is that good?
Good.
Well, smile at me. That's so good. That is so good to know that. And I know that we're not the only people that cover your pastor, but I feel that this is our morning, so we talk about what is connected and what is in relation to us. And so we've walked with her through everything, and I mean everything. We have. We were there for her whenever she needed us. Yep. We did. And we were just doing our job, right? What do you want to say? You have your chance now.
No, you go ahead and finish yours.
Okay. Okay, and
God will talk to me.
Okay, good. You want to sit down? You want to just stay here?
I'll
Oh, good. I can lean on him. The Lord spoke to me and said, this morning is a very big deal. And then he said to me, this is a done deal. It's like she's already operating in the general anointing along with her other anointings, like her prophetic and her pastoral. She's already walking in it. So this is like a demonstration, a visible demonstration of what your pastor's already walking in. But I think the Lord gave me things to make it more, give it more definition, and to do this publicly with your congregation so they can see the relationship and why the Lord spoke to me that we needed to do this. So thank you for having me this. I feel very humble, I really do. And I come in, I come in fear and trembling, but I also come just ready to do whatever the Lord. Are you all ready for whatever God wants in this house? Okay, because that's what we're going to get, whatever the Holy Spirit wants us to do. I asked Danielle to come, if you'll just let me divert a minute. Danielle. You just send me away when you're on that keyboard, I'm telling you. I go to some other level. I don't know whether it's planned or not, but when John told me the songs that he was going to be, the two songs, do you realize that the song that you finished with I Am Yours, I Am Yours, well, I didn't know the song, so I saw the last two, I Am Yours, and I thought, oh, good, I'm glad there's two of those because that's really important. Then we kept on going, I Am Yours, I Am Yours, and that really spoke to me. And then it said in the next song we sang, when John sang the first song, Blessed Assurance, what? What? Okay, I am yours, Jesus is mine. Don't think I don't notice things like that. I notice little things that just crop up into my spirit. So I want to bless you for that. Nobody improvises, as far as I know, people, like you do. That improvisation you did on that song, that last song, 'Tis So Sweet, I loved what you did. Your fingers were like so anointed, honey. You are very anointed. I want you to come up here and I'll just give you a big hug and a kiss and bless you for her faithfulness. I love you. I love the guides too, but I like you guys too. Believe me, I do. I love you, sweetheart. I trust that you bless these wonderful worship. Your worship team does a great job. And I'm very grateful. So thank you. Okay. I'm here. In fact, if you'll hand me, I've got a couple of things I got to say. I did a little bit of a study about general to see what made it different from. See, I do need help. but before I even get into this, I want you to just stand up, reach your hand to me, and I want some good strong tongues over what's going to happen next. Okay, reach your hand to me. Karabaho shikita manda. Because I can't go on till I get it. Thank you, Lord. Everybody in the house. Everybody in the house. Release me. Just release me to do whatever God wants done in this house today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A little loud, just a little more volume. Yes. We're getting there. We're just about there. Thank you, Lord. Thank Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Good. Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm ready. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Pastor John, I need you close to me. Could we get her? Did you have a stool? You want to just stand here with me? She's so gorgeous. I hate to stand next to her. But he makes up for it, so we're okay. Okay, I did a study on a general, and Mary told me that the anointing that came upon me for walking and moving in that gift, if that's what you can call it, was before the Made for More conference. But I'm remembering the Made for More conferences when you were sitting here just now and you were singing, you were talking about that song, I almost poked you and said, we need to sing it to Jesus. And I thought, no, that's up to them, let them do what they do. But it just shows how, you know, when you know one another by the Spirit, that's what it's all about. The beautiful thing here is that we know one another not just by the Spirit, but we know one another in the natural as well. And so I'm really grateful for that, as you know I am. And I'm really proud of you for how you have stuck with your calling and how you have stayed close. I mean, your relationship with Jesus and God, that love. I feel the love in this place. You feel the love when you walk in the door. I could feel the love just flowing in this whole house. And so I see that love you have for God has come through loud and clear in your congregation. And they love you dearly. I see that. If I didn't feel that from you, boy, would you guys get it this morning. But thank God you all love her. You just spared yourself a big one. Yeah. Anyway, the general. The general gets his orders from the commander-in-chief, direct. Commander-in-chief, general, and then there are four generals. There's the four-star, three-star, two-star, one-star, and then there come the next one, the lieutenants and the captains and the whatever else down the line. Whoever you've been in the service, you probably know this better than I do. But I don't want to belabor that, but I do want to set that in place because it's really important. And so when you get your orders from the commander-in-chief, okay, God puts it in you, and then your responsibility is to pass it on. Who are the leaders in the house? Let me see those who are in the elders. The elders in the house? Any more elders? Who are the elders in the house? Okay. Elders in the house. Elders, just come quick and just stand in front of me so I can talk to you. Okay, elders in the house. You're next in command. So the command. I love your wife's stuff up there. I know. I saw you back here worshiping. Like, you really enjoy it too. That's good, Daryl. I love that. Okay. Don't you feel the love? I'm telling you. Why don't you stop and just hug everybody and talk? It would be nice. Okay. So you have your leadership that fully trusts you and believes in you. Yeah. Yeah. Don't you love that? You see what I'm talking about here? This is very, this is a big deal. In fact, Mary, do you remember when I said to you, the Lord said to me, that I was coming here? What did you say to me? She said, it's a big deal. She didn't even know the Lord had given it to me. See, that's knowing one another by the Spirit too. She said, it's a big deal. But then the Lord said, it's a done deal. Because you have stayed totally united with your leader. And one of the reasons why I believe the timing is so important that I'm here today is because when the Lord told me about the general anointing to release it to her, I knew that things had to be in order already. I wasn't going to be able to come here and place things in order. They had to be in order already. And so I'm grateful. And then you have your ministers, you told me. Okay. Could the ministers just stand, your heads of departments, or who are they?
It's just all of the church. Well, a lot of them are working right now.
Okay. Those of you who are here, would just stand, yes, ministers? Okay.
Ministers, a minister in the other departments? Yes.
Yeah. Ministering in other departments.
In here. There's more. There's lots more.
I'm sure there are. Okay. So then there are the ministers who the same follow the leadership of this house. And when the commander-in-chief, from what I read, when the commander-in-chief gives an order to the general, the commander-in-chief expects the general to carry out that order to a T and do it immediately. I think this is very good. Timing is so important. Timing is everything. If you miss the timing of the general anointing that is rest upon her already, if you miss the timing when she's moving in that, she's probably been moving in that and you haven't known that it was a general anointing. But if she's moving in that, the timing is so important. If you miss the moment, how many times have I said and made for more? If you miss the moment, it's gone forever. You don't get that moment back. So there has to be what I call, remember my teaching on reflex obedience.
Yes.
Reflex obedience.
Reflex obedience.
Okay, hit your knee a minute. Hit your knee. Does it reflex? If it does, you're healthy. If it doesn't, we need to pray for you. That's the kind of obedience. Reflex, reflex. Hey, you guys, reflex. Do it again. Are you doing it? Are you getting it? You'll get it. Okay. They're getting carried away here.
We always do.
It's okay. Okay, back to serious. Okay, back to serious, if you can. Reflex obedience is so important when you have your full trust in your leader here and this leader here. See? That's the divine order. Now, my other teaching on divine order has to do with this. If anyone is out of order, then it kind of puts the house out of order. Like a washing machine, it can't work like it should, totally. It might drag a little, it might work a little. Sometimes I've known in churches they hadn't worked at all, and the church became a mess, and it quit, and everything else happened to them, you know? So the next thing is that divine order. If we are not in divine order, we weaken the anointing that comes upon this lady and upon your leadership. That gets weakened if there's one weak one in the body. What did I say about a weak link? What is that saying? I don't even remember. But if there's a weak link in the chain.
What's that?
You're as strong as your weakest link.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if we are really together and we're understanding what this moment is about, since it's a big deal, I want you to say, this is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
No, make it a big deal. In your, I want to get a picture of it. Make it what?
A big deal.
How about a bigger big?
Make it a big deal.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you. They know me so well. A big deal. And it really, really is in the spirit. And another thing about the general is sure of what he hears from him, from his commander-in-chief. He doesn't question him. And so you need to give at all times your leader the ability and the freedom to speak when it's time to speak or do when it's time to do. You guys can be seated. Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, in regards to next in command here, I know that you know your positions, but there are things coming in the future. The Lord gave me the word velocity. Tell me what you think velocity means. Anybody in sciences or chemistry or whatever that is? Velocity. In a given direction. Speed in a given direction. That's very good. Thank you. Yeah, and that word speed comes again. We know that in the last days, everything is going to be accelerated. Scripture tells us that things are being accelerated in the last days. Well, when the Lord gave me that word acceleration, then he took me to the word velocity. And that word velocity has to do with working that whole thing out the way the commander-in-chief wants it worked out. So when you speak a word, I noticed this morning when you spoke to the congregation, they responded like that to you because you had a word from God. They were in divine order. Say divine order is divine. Remember my big one on that one. Yes. I want you to say, you know what I do? Okay, you'll do it for me. Come on, Cindy.
Divine order is divine.
Of course she would. Of course she could do it.
She's good. She's better than I am. Thank you. Now I want it in a more masculine.
Divine order is divine.
That's okay. He did okay. Now, you know, I give you these words because they're very, very important. Say, that's a very important word to me. To me. Say to me. Because if any one of us gets at least a little bit out of order, when we question, when we doubt, when we hesitate, whatever, the orders from the general, then it messes up the whole thing. Do you realize that a war can be lost if the general's orders are not carried out that he's gotten from the commander-in-chief? He could lose the battle, and he could lose a lot of personnel, too. So, again, this is really a very important. You can take your seats if you like. But don't. I think you should not go too far away because I want to eyeball. I just want to eyeball you guys a little more. That'll do. That'll do. He's going as far away as he can stay close. Good. Okay. All right. Now, the other thing the Lord said to me with regard to this is that we probably should practice this. So what I want you to do is just whatever I've asked your pastor to ask the Lord for something that she could speak to you as a general that she's just gotten an order from God just now. I've asked her to get something from the Lord while we're standing here, and she's going to pass it on to you. And your job, my job, our job is to respond to whatever the Holy Spirit says. Immediately. Say immediately.
Immediately.
It's very important.
Okay. I do. Okay, everybody stand up. Oh, yes. Let's pray in tongues a minute. We love this part. Go ahead, pray in tongues. Okay.
If you don't speak in tongues at the moment, if you don't have that gift, just come into agreement with those who are.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
We need some just full agreement in the house. Go ahead, speak in tongues. We're not quite ready here yet.
Okay, I want you to hold your hands out in front of you like this. Okay, so what the Lord is saying is that this is a time of pouring out. And so as he pours out, you're going to receive it because this is your cup. You're going to receive it. So I want you to see it as your cup. And I want you to prepare yourself to receive additionally to what you already have from the Lord. What he's doing in this season is incredibly important, and it includes every individual, every person in the body of Christ. So lift him up. Say, I receive
more of you, Lord.
And I'm going to walk in your ways
according to your will
for this purpose,
that I am filled
to the overflow.
And when I open my hands,
then it will pour out
upon all those
that you have prearranged
for me to touch,
for me to help change their lives.
And so, God, let the anointing flow
from you
to us,
to them,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Excellent. Did you feel the unity in the house? Everybody in the house, did you get that?
I did.
Everybody in the house.
Everybody in the house.
Good. Hallelujah. Now just lift your hands and give praise to the Lord for that, would you?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord,
amen.
For
I
victory
thank
in the
you,
house. Just lift your hands to the Lord. Open your mouths and praise him. Thank you, Lord.
We
bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love the clapping, but I love the praise, the high praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, my Jesus.
Okay, you may be seated a moment, because there's another thing. When you first, your prophetic word that you passed on to me also, Jane, you wrote me a note on that. You wouldn't have said it to me. I don't know whether you remember that or not, but it was nice.
It's always
and
nice.
Yeah, she always does such nice little things whenever she's been in touch with me, and I appreciate it. And but I understand that too is relationship. You know, and when those things kind of happen, that word, Pastor Dawn told me the problem with that word connected to her healing, that miracle that she had that she's talked with you about, and now I think we can clap and just clap for that miracle. Just do that.
Yeah.
And this miracle.
Amen.
Because I read with care your 21-day fast and also your prophetic word. And that's, I think, why the Lord gave me the word accelerate and also the word velocity. Because that goes right along with that word that was received. This word goes right along with what we're talking about the general anointing. And we don't want anyone walking out of this church ever saying that you weren't taught well or you weren't covered, because you have good covering in this house.
Amen.
Good covering in this house. And you also told me that your scripture was from Isaiah 61.
Yep.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
And there we have it.
And there we have it. You did it just now.
Yep.
And that jumped out at me because you have, I mean, I don't know anyone who loves Jesus like this woman loves Jesus. I mean, she just pours out with the love of God. You see it all over her. She demonstrates it in every, even when she's the strongest, it's always in love. And I have always respected and admired how much you love, and it shows how much you love Jesus and how much you have passed that on to your congregation. And then the Lord spoke to me about that because you have that love relationship, the commander-in-chief, how much you love him, and then you pass that on to them. And did you grow in your loves? Have you grown in your love since you've been in this house?
Yes.
I've grown in my love for the Lord since I've known this lady.
Aww.
And the word that comes to me is that's a three-strand cord.
Mm.
And what does the Bible say about a three-strand cord? It cannot be broken.
Jesus.
I want you to remember these. These are just words that God has given me. And I pass them on to you because I think it's really, really important that you understand. And then I'm reminded of how when you first talked to me Well, actually, you couldn't talk to me. We called you, but you couldn't talk. The lady
yes.
could not talk.
No.
She couldn't, and remember, she couldn't even whisper when that came on her. That, whatever
the devil.
It was.
The devil. It was the devil.
A demon bringing, yes. trying to put a silencer on her. In fact, I saw that in my spirit when we were praying for her, Bill. I remember I saw that, like a muzzle. Yes. I told him, there's a muzzle on her. We've got to get that muzzle off of her mouth. Satan's trying to muzzle her. And so we prayed. I want you to know we were with you that whole time, the whole time she was facing this battle. We were with you the whole time. And we're with you all the time. We're with you all the time. We are. I want you to know that this man... I didn't forget you were standing here. Come here. He's my rock, I'm telling you. Since he has... Let me divert just a minute.
No, I like it.
I know you do. In fact, you can stand right here and put your arm around this lady, too.
Okay. We'll sandwich you with love.
I want you to put your arm around. Now, how do you like that? That good?
Wow.
This is how we are. This is how we are.
Yeah,
this
nice.
Is what it's all about. When I hear him pray, and I hear him pray over this house and over Pastor Don in particular, it just, you know, it touches my heart so deeply. And
we feel it.
I tell you, I want to tell you something about him. When he is in his office is at home now because he's retired. And we get along just fine, incidentally. We do just right.
I turned a bedroom into my office.
That's okay. We like it.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. And you know what? The anointing of God is so strong in that room. I knock on the door before I go in. It's like you're going into God's presence. He's up here, you know, with God. I'm down here doing the stuff, you know, doing the everyday stuff. So that when I'm having to say something to him, I knock on the door before I go in. I have a great deal of respect for this man. And you know, all the time he's been in the ministry, how many years now? 66 years in the ministry. He'll come out of his room after he's had his morning with God, when I don't dare disturb him, unless the house is on fire or something. But I just get to the place where I have to say, God, is this important enough for me to do that? Because he'll come out of his room from time to time, and he's read the Bible through one time every year, all those years. And yet he still comes out of his room, and he says, guess what I just got out of the Word? Just guess what I got this incredible revelation. And so I sit down, take a deep breath, get a drink of water, because I'm not going to be there for a long time. But it's well worth it. But God, tell him, I want you to exhort him to receive revelation from the Word.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
The.
You hold it. Yes, you can hold it.
Thank you. I hope you all read the Bible every day. And I trust that you start at Genesis and go through Revelation. And if you don't read all of it, you don't know what you're missing. Because it's all there for divine purpose. And so, starting in Genesis in January and ending up in December with the Revelation. But besides that, there are times during my normal reading when all of a sudden I feel impressed to go to something else and look up another portion of Scripture, or I'm guided, directed by the Holy Spirit to read something for that moment, for that time, that there was something that he wanted me to hear. Now, I write a daily devotion that goes out to about 300 people, and I do that every day. I sit down. I'm right now using the the Gospel of Mark.
Don't get into too much detail. Is it going forever?
No, I won't. I promise. But the reason...
He gets on a roll, you guys. He really does.
The reason I'm reading the book of Mark now is because that's the oldest book in the New Testament. That's the first gospel that was written. Matthew and Luke and John came afterwards. But anyhow, in doing it, I'm saying, God, talk to me.
Mm-hmm. That's the important.
I want you to talk to me. Now, I have read Mark through so many times, but there's something new to learn every time you allow the Holy Spirit to show it to you. And it's always there. I can't even tell you how many times I've read the Bible through, but it's like brand new every time I start it, because I ask him then to show me now what's for now. And that's the important thing, is that there is always something for now that God wants you to hear. Now, it may not be for anybody else. It may only be for you. But God wants you to hear what he has prepared in his word for you at that moment. And it's in doing that that you discover how great God's word is, and how applying for today that word is. And I encourage you that way, because now I don't have any idea how many times I've read through the Bible, but that's not the issue. And even what I'm doing in Mark is not a part of my regular Bible reading. All right? That is strictly for God. What are you showing me now for here? And pardon me. And I'm in the Old Testament. I started there in Genesis in January, and guess where I am? I'm in the Old Testament, and Mark's in the new one. But what I'm getting at is God's word is so rich.
And tell them to read it.
And if you don't read it, you have no idea what you're missing. And it's so important in our today world, in what's going on in our world today, that you're hearing from God for every day.
Yeah, that is the truth.
Because every day is so volatile. Mm-hmm. We never know what's going to happen today. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's so important that you get into the Word and let God talk to you.
Amen.
Because you will have truth coming to you that maybe it won't come from your pastor, or won't come from a Bible teacher. It's God saying to you today, this is my word.
Amen.
For you. And that's why, if you look at my Bibles, they're all messed up. They're all underlined, or notes. notes are written into
I've got
it.
One for you.
Oh, yes. Scared you. I wanna say something right here, and that is, Esther, you had said something about it earlier, but I didn't realize until you guys were being who you are. Is that I say this all the time, is that my dad was the one who gave me the love for the Word, and my mother was the one who gave me the love for the Spirit. And so when God orchestrated this relationship, he knew I would need you to be the Word, the one who made me love it, mm-hmm. seek it. I get revelation from it. I know mm-hmm. how vital it is. And thank you for loving the Word. I always say, if I could just download your brain, I would be so much better off with all that knowledge. And Esther, how you walk in the Spirit and know his voice and know exactly what to do. It's what I learned from you, to pray in the Spirit and to count that so vitally important. And then to hear him and walk with him. And so when my mom and dad went to be with Jesus, which who could be mad at that? You just stepped right into the same spots that I was missing, because I missed that.
Of course. Sure.
And so, but that's why you were in tandem. And so thank you for obeying everything that God put inside of you. And when we went to Africa, oh my gosh, Pastor Bill, we bonded because we both love Jesus and we both love people. Yeah. And we couldn't have loved them any more than we did together. And Esther, you just taught all of us how to love the Lord as a unit. There was nothing separating us. And so, you know, you guys mean so much to me. You know that.
Thank you, yeah.
But anyway, that's why I call you Papa. And that's why I call you General Esther.
I was going to be. We're getting there. I promise you I haven't forgotten what I'm supposed to do here. Wasn't that good, though? Oh, that was such a good word. Please follow that word. This is a very wise, godly man.
So true.
Please listen to him.
I cry a lot. It's just what I do.
Yeah. Thank you, honey. Could I stand back there again?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. I'm ready. I think we're ready to do this now. Would the elders come back, please? You'll love this. Somebody gave me this little bottle of oil, and my mother and dad named me after Esther in the Bible, of course. And so this anointing oil says on it, Queen Esther oil. And I don't use it often. I only use it when I feel like I should. And as you see, there's not a whole lot gone out of it. But I felt like this is the morning I should use this oil. And Pastor and I are both going to anoint you, but I want Pastor to anoint each of you as well. But first of all, we'll start with you, Pastor Don. Okay? I'm going to do this. I'm going to impart the general anointing. And when I do, I want a lot of hoopla. Do I have my hoopla team up here again, please? Where's my drummer? I want a lot of stuff up here. Where's John? Come on, you guys. You want to get your instruments? Yeah, come on. Rick, come on. Yep, good. Okay. We have to get ready for this. I want a lot of celebration. Don't you love the celebration? Don't you love to celebrate? We're going to celebrate this. This is celebration time. Are y'all with me? I haven't lost you, have I? Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Oh, are you with me back there? You are with me. Okay. Those are my kids. They're all grown up.
Yes,
good gracious. While they're getting ready, I've got a story on Jonathan I've got to tell. John, I don't know whether you remember this, but one made for more conference. I put that sign on your head, subject to change. And you were in that sound booth. I'll never forget this. He was in the sound booth. I'm up here. I'm in this very serious mode, okay? So we're talking about being subject to change by God. And so I put the sign on John. He's up there, and I thought I was setting him up. I said, John, what does that say to you? What are you thinking about that sign that's on your head? What are you thinking about? He says, I'm thinking about how to get it off. Do you remember that? You said you were thinking about how you were going to wipe it out. How are you going to wash it off? And I thought, that moment was gone forever, and so I didn't even go back to it. But
that was awesome.
Do any of you remember that? That was so cute, Jonathan. I have forgiven you a long time ago. At the moment, for goodness sakes. Yeah. But, you know, we have wonderful times as well. Isn't it wonderful to just be happy in the spirit? Absolutely. So are you guys ready to do something after we do this? I just want some improvisation. I want lots of drum. Danielle, you can lead it, okay? Because you do good at that. You know what I want. She knows what I want. She knows me. Okay. I'm going to invite Pastor Don. I want everyone to stand in the house, and I want you to reach to Pastor Don, please. Okay, take that. Then you're going to pray over after I anoint her. In the name of Jesus, honey. You are the general. You always have been, and you always will be. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands to the Lord, honey. Thank you, Vakashita Mandela Vakashita. Lift your hand to her. Release her. Release that general anointing to her. I just impart it to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever God has given me that you so desired it from me, sweetheart. And it humbles me. It gives me holy fear. And yet I know my responsibility, and I know what God has called me to do. And I had to stay true to his calling. And you are a wonderful receiver. And that's why this moment can happen. I'm grateful to you, and so is God. And so I anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you to say, General Pastor Don.
General Pastor Don.
We bless you.
We bless you.
Okay, let's go, you guys. Everybody stand and just let's give a hoopla offering. Yay! Woohoo! Celebration. Yeah. Celebration. Yeah. Yeah. out. Do some warfare against the enemy. That's right. This is a real moment. Hallelujah. Whoa, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. For the high notes. Yeah. Yeah, going into heaven. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And I won't keep you up there long because I know you've had a long morning. But if you'll just hang in just a little bit till we get the elders taken care of, okay? Okay, elders. I'm going to anoint the elders.
Thank you.
can speak in tongues. Will you pray in tongues to her? And let the Holy Spirit speak through you. Oh, Father, you chose her to be the leader of this flock. You've called her. You've anointed her. And when the devil tried to kill her, you brought her back to life. You've seen to it that all these attempts of the enemy have been defeated, and she is more than victorious. And God, we rejoice with her today. And we pray that, Father, there will be such an enlightening come to her, and that others in the body will recognize the anointing that you, God, have placed upon her for this time in which we live. Not for the future, but for right now. Hallelujah. For right now. And God, I thank you for each of these members of elders, each one of them. Father, as I pray over these elders, I pray, God, that there will be such an enlightening of the Holy Spirit to them, that you'll cause them to have dreams and night visions, or perhaps even through the day as they go about their activities, all of a sudden they'll hear from heaven, and you will have something from God for them, for this body. For God, we realize that it's not going to be long before the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ rise, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet them in the air. But until then, you've given us a great responsibility. And I pray, Father, that fresh anointing upon these elders, that they will realize more than ever the calling that you have placed upon them. And I thank you for it. Hallelujah. And God, I pray over this house, that this whole body here, and Father, even some that may not be here this morning, but God, I pray over them that God, you will release to them, even to these young people, that God, you'll cause something exciting to break in their spirits. Hallelujah. I was about your age is when I was having my most exciting time, before it really got to be work. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Father, in these families where you said, if two of you agree as to anyone touching any one thing, it shall be done. And I thank you for that, God, that in this body there will always be two sons. There will always be those who will be in agreement with one another. And we will see great moves of God take place as you, God, move here in South Florida. And it's not going to be long, I believe, before the trumpet does sound. But I believe that, God, you're urging us now to become more productive than we've ever been before. That there's so much more out there to reap. There's so much more seed to sow. There's so many places where we've just taken things for granted that now you're saying to us, now's the time. Now's the time. Not was the time, but now is the time. And I thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father. Oh, Rabashanta Labakaya. Oh, God. God, you have chosen individuals that you want with specific purpose. It's none of it is just a casual thing. It's you, God, have chosen every one of them. And I release that into them, that God, that they'll stop thinking like they're just another person. They're the hand chosen of God to do the exceedingly and abundantly above things. And so I release that to them this morning, God, that in the name of Jesus, there will be that quickening of the Holy Spirit that will cause them to dream dreams and to see visions and to understand that God is speaking to them now. And I thank you for it, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a great day of harvest, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
and I want to finish the way God told me to finish. So, one of my favorite stories in the Bible, I hope you understand how important this day is to all of us. Do you know it? Say, this day is vitally important to me, because it is. Now, as Esther and Bill have been walking around to the front of this church, there's an impartation that's happening. If you don't understand impartation, you'll miss out on it. And as I was trying to follow them around, because I pull upon that anointing, and that's why I get it, because I put a demand on it. And I think I've taught most of you to do that. I hope so. But as we're getting ready for this day, the Lord reminded me of Elijah and Elisha. And I said, okay, you know, God said, well, I likened you to Elisha because he put a demand on Elijah, but first he served him. And so when I reread the story of how that all happened, Elijah just placed his mantle on Elisha, and Elisha was willing to forget everything that's normal, to follow after who he recognized as the carrier of the Spirit of God that he needed to be related to. And when Elisha had come to the knowledge that it was time, you know, from the very first conference, I told the Lord, I'm going to have her anointing. That's what I want. And so I put a demand on it from the first. But if you hadn't heard from God, then this day wouldn't have been possible. And so he put us together on purpose, just like he did Elijah and Elisha. Well, Elijah was an amazing, wonderful man of God, known for his relationship with God and his relationship with training, Elisha. Because if that wasn't there, what could have Elisha carried? But it said that Elisha, when Jehoshaphat was having a problem, he said, who can I inquire of? Is there anybody around that really knows God at this point? And they said, Elisha is here, and he hears exactly from the Lord because he poured water on the hands of Elijah. And so the Lord told me that this day would not be right. It would not be complete if I didn't honor you. And I know it's not about, you said it was about me, but it's never about me. You had told me before when we were doing Made for More, you know, I count you as my equal, and I said, you'll never be my equal. And you'll still never be my equal, Esther. However, when Elisha knew what he needed, to take what Elijah was offering, he said, I want a double portion. And so I want you to come here because I'm getting it. Come up here, please. You too, Pastor Bill. You're next. So, Esther, as the Lord has instructed me, I am going to wash your hands as a prophetic action of how Elisha served Elijah and honored him and valued his anointing so that he actually could receive his anointing. Because until someone recognizes it and values it and honors it, they're not worthy to receive it. And so I honor you and the God in you, and I value it so very much. And I want everything you have.
You got it, babe.
You got it. And so.
And more.
Yes.
Excuse me, but.
Double.
The word also says that a lot of times the student far surpasses the teacher. That's how I feel about him.
Let it be so. Let it be so. And let it be passed on to the next generations in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for this honor.
That was one of the reasons why I wanted you to have Gavin do this, because that's
your, it's passing it generations. On. I know.
That physical demonstration.
I know. I wish we had hours, because I wanted every child in here and every person.
I know.
Sure, you know how it
child,
is. Thank you, Esther. Oh, my. I didn't have the dry towel. I should have thought of that. All right. Pastor Bill, please come. I have spoken a lot of what I got from you, but this is for all of those people who didn't honor you right. But I do, and my church does. You've been a father to this house and loving us and praying for us and taking care of us and speaking words of wisdom and being there when we were broken to bring us back to wholeness. You are truly a spiritual father for the whole world. People don't know how far-reaching it is, only God. But in the gap for all of those people, and including myself in this house, I wash your hands as an awesome man of God that deserves the honor, and that you will never leave anything on this earth, because we're catching it and we're going to take it forward. And we are going to love the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're going to love prayer. And we're going to love knowledge, because that's part of you too. And we're going to apply it to our lives, because you've been such an honorable man of God. And so we honor you today. Amen. And they brought me a towel. I love you so very much. What an inheritance we have. No one could have done this. Esther, you had to come back. No one could have orchestrated this but Jesus. Yes. Finally. No. I want you to know that a lot of people, a lot of churches, so many people in the body of Christ, they never get this understanding, and therefore they never get to give honor. There's so many people in the body of Christ, pastors, that demand things, but when you love the people and you pour into them like you have me and my church, then this is supposed to be the way it goes. This is not a forced thing. This is an honor for both sides. And I think people think that because things have been out of order a lot in the body of Christ, that they think pastors try to control the people or whatever. And we know that's not true. We just love them, and we want the best for them. And that's what you did for me. And that's what I do for them. But church, I want you to know, this is what I, if I could have ever shown you how important anything is, this is part of it. Because this is biblical. Because this is how you receive, this is how you grow, this is how the impartation happens. There has to be a flowing down from the top. There has to be someone that you allow to speak into your life, whether you like it or whether you don't. That they'll tell you the truth because they've got your back, not because they want to berate you, because they're for you. And that's what you've done for me. And I needed it. And how could I have grown if I didn't have voices like this in my life to tell me? And it's molded me, and it's made me, and it's making this church. And all of these kids that have been with us, and they grew up in this church, they know this. But some people have never seen honor the way it's supposed to be given. Never. And so I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful that you all are here today. And I'm praying an impartation of the knowledge of this, that it takes root in your heart. You'll never forget this, because this is what you need to do. Value, acknowledge, and receive. Amen. So, Father God, I just thank you that we're acknowledging your way of doing things. And Lord, I take this very seriously, very, very, very seriously, because, Lord, people actually listen to who they see being put into authority. And God, I want to speak your words. I want to speak with your heart. I want to pass this on, and this is a great inheritance. And so, Father, I receive the double portion anointing because I know they've released it. And Lord, I thank you that we will continue in your precious name, loving you the most and loving each other. And we thank you for it. Impact the world, Lord. Continue to impact the world through all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know I'd have to do it. So, yes, you may. So, you all probably know me by now. You know we're going to take up an offering for them. So, you need to give your tithes and offerings. So, what I want is do we have that bucket thing we have? Can you get that? Okay, so then I want that offering plate also as well. Thank you. Okay, so this will be their offering. We're giving them the big bucket. I want you to fill it up. Okay. And this will be your tithes to Liberty, okay? So I want you to just give honor where honor is due and release the fact. This is where you get to put your faith on receiving their anointing as well. You know, you can have my anointing. You get it every week. And you can take as much of it as you want. But this was a special day. And if you didn't know Pastor Bill and Esther, then you do now. And you know how they operate a little bit. But the value that you can glean from them right now is important. But I believe in sowing a seed, don't you? Because seeds bring forth a harvest. And so when you sow into an anointing, you can pull on that anointing. And I really have proven that in my life. I've always proven that in my life. The reason why I have no problem giving and then giving more and giving more is because it works. It's the Bible. It's an action of honor. It's not just something you do. And I don't want you to write a check or give out of manipulation. I want you to understand the value of it. And to whatever you seed into, that is what you can pull from. And so I want you to understand that as we give. So we're going to do that. Is that good with you guys? All right. So I guess you can come up and love them. They don't mind if you love them. You don't mind if you get loved, do you? Yes. Oh, yes. Come up here. Come by this. Yeah, come. I don't know what we do now, general to general. Okay. Come on, Papa, you too. That's a pretty big. Pastor Bill, you better obey now. I don't know what he's going to do with two of us. That's like scary right there. So, Father God, we just thank you for this offering. We thank you that it is more than enough. We thank you for the blessing that is back upon them for all that they have given to us, Lord. And we ask for you to multiply it to them and multiply it to those that give. And we thank you for it. And Father, I thank you for the faithful tithers of this church. And I ask for blessings to increase even today as they give to this house, believing that you have called us for such a time as this. And we thank you for both in Jesus' name. Amen. So you can come and give. And I'm sure Danielle has something to sing for us or play for us.
Thank you for joining us today at Liberty Life Center. We hope you were challenged and encouraged by today's message. Visit us online at libertylifecenter.org, where we have links to other archived messages and even a place to give. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/libertylifecenter. We hope you'll join us again next week. In the meantime, embrace, display, and share God's love.